Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So today we're going to talk about food and the workplace. Of course, everybody eats. Food is one of those universal things that everyone has to deal with every day at work.
Oh, yeah.
So our question today concerns the food culture of a company. What do you do if the company where you work only encourages and provides junk food, which I see a lot when we go and speak in companies? I'm appalled at what they serve.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, but also when you think about it, companies do usually have unspoken rules and what is permissible, what is not. You could have a food culture that encourages only healthy or what they call green, clean eating. Or you could work for a company where fries, shakes, and hamburgers are the standard fare.
Exactly. So what do you do? I mean, we spoke very early to one company that's a major Fortune 500 company, and I couldn't believe it was all women and they only serve carbs.
Empty calories in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, it was like white bagels and, you know, or bread or sweet Danish. Who eats that first thing in the morning and then goes to a lecture? I mean, I was worried they were all going to crash.
Right.
I was really surprised.
And I remember looking at the food thinking, I'm glad we had breakfast. I mean, I wouldn't eat any of it. Right. Anyway. All right. So, Logan, what's our question?
I work in an office where people are constantly bringing in food. If it's someone's birthday, they'll bring in cake and ice cream. If we have a morning meeting, they'll bring in bagels and donuts. If our bosses want to give us lunch, it's pizza or a 6-foot hero with slabs of cheese and meat. In addition, there's always candy, cookies, and soda circulating throughout the office. This is a problem for me because if I eat that kind of food, I feel sick for the rest of the day. I get lethargic and can't focus. I don't know how my coworkers do it. Whenever I mention us switching to healthier foods like fruit and salad, everyone puts me down. What can I do to have an impact on this junk food culture?
I think this is very real. I think it's very, very real.
Yeah. So it can be very lonely.
Well, I think if you're trying to lose weight, and you know, if you're working in a big company, it's always somebody's birthday. And I've been to a lot of companies where, you know, so they'll have a cake and then it lasts a couple of days. You know, there's like always cake.
Right.
There's always donuts, always bagels. And if you're trying to lose weight, that's a big temptation.
Right.
I mean, what are you going to eat? Your hard-boiled eggs? You're just going to crave.
Well, not to mention the fact that, I mean, I totally relate to this because I found out early on I'm hypoglycemic, I think the term is. And so if I have something sweet in the beginning of the day, I crash. And therefore, I'm not any good, you know, until I put something with protein into my system.
Right.
Right.
So it really does probably cost the company quite a bit of productivity.
I would think so, yet it happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's very surprising to me. I mean, I think the world is changing. I know airports used to be a real wasteland. You could never find anything healthy, and that's really changing.
That's different, right?
As we travel around, I mean, it's much easier to get a healthy meal now.
Yes,
but I think this is very true for many, many companies. So my advice is that you're not going to change it. You're not going to go from donuts to fruit. You know, you have to cut. You have
quinoa.
You have to slowly integrate. You know, like if there is a breakfast meeting, maybe you can ask them to also have granola bars, or to just have some apples available. Or if there is, you know, a lunchtime meeting, you can ask them to just make sure that there's maybe a salad along with the pizza.
Right.
So you can just try to, you know, not get rid of what they have, but just maybe in addition,
augment it with something healthier.
Yeah. I mean, we once gave a lecture at a hospital. I remember, and there wasn't a meal included. I think it was like at 11 to 12 or something. Mm-hmm. And I remember everybody got an apple as they walked in. And everybody ate their apples. And I remember, like, that's just one idea. But I think it has to be more gradual, and you have to slowly introduce it so that, because for the people that are really committed to that food, you're not going to change, you're not going to change them.
No.
No. Well, and that, which brings us to the other point, which is that you probably have to constantly bring your own food. Make sure that you do that. You know, bring food that you find nutritious and that doesn't make you tired. And you mentioned sort of resisting temptation. That's part of it too, right? That you have to not take in.
I think that's the hardest part, is watching everybody else eat it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very true that it does. It usually does not make you feel good.
No.
I mean, if you're on that cycle of, you know, I only eat bad food, you don't know you don't feel good.
Right.
It's normal.
Well, there's a whole thing. Like, what you do is you take in some caffeine with the sugar and the fat, right? Mm-hmm. And that's it. Then you've got, you're kind of pumped up with the caffeine. Mm-hmm. So if you come down off the sugar, then you could take some more caffeine.
But it's a cycle. You have to keep ingesting it.
Circular medication going on. Yes. Yeah. I think that's what ends up happening.
But I think that this is a real issue, because I think, you know, we're all in America really changing the way we do eat. We are. Yes. We have to change our diets because we have an obesity epidemic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that everybody you work with is obese, but I'm going to take a guess. There's probably a couple because it's an epidemic in the country. So is diabetes.
Yeah.
So eating like that is kind of dated.
Yeah. You know, the other thing though you could do is, because you're talking about augmenting and adding something. And I remember we worked for a corporation where someone started this. So she started her own Weight Watchers group at lunchtime.
Oh, right, right.
Ooh. And you don't even, it doesn't have to be wed to Weight Watchers, but it could be a healthy lunch group or something like that. And so then they would talk about food and weight.
They supported each other.
Exactly. Supported each other in eating health and in a healthier way.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, but we're going back many years, working for a company where any food that was brought into the company was of the highest, worst quality. Like it was never, it was never anything,
nutritious.
That, right. So I don't know why you think because we're at work, we want pizza.
Yeah.
Or why we're at work, so we want a hero. I mean, that's not.
I mean, is it a money thing?
Because well, it definitely it's cheaper.
Cheaper to get the junk food, the pizza and the donuts and the, you know.
That's a good
versus
point,
versus the
Logan.
Salad.
It's true. And fruit. That's pricier.
I'm curious. In massage school, is the food always healthy?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
A lot of it was very healthy. I changed my diet. I mean, I ate pretty healthy, but being around all those people. And a lot of the people who didn't start with healthier diets when they came in, by the end of, you know, the semesters, their meals were a lot healthier. We started exchanging recipes and things like that.
That's cool. So there's an example of a healthy culture, a health-oriented culture.
Right.
That encouraged people to move in the other direction, which is to eat much healthier.
Right.
What was it when you were in retail?
Oh, how was it? Gross. Junk, like Popeyes, because it was a lot, whatever was close as McDonald's, Popeyes, cheap, right, Subway, not very healthy.
Yeah.
Sandwiches.
But, you know, we spoke to, I'm thinking this other one we did that was a lunch after we spoke, was a very, another Fortune 500 company. We speak at the top. And they had a lunch after. I remember it was sandwiches with these big vats of potato chips. And everyone said, you got to eat the chips. They're homemade. And they were fabulous.
Yes.
And they're homemade.
I probably had five portions. I'm just the true confessions right now. I overate the potato chips at Prudential. We'll say who they were. The best potato chips over in Newark,
that's
New Jersey.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And I thought, that's all women again at this lecture. Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, but this brings us to a really interesting point, which is that food for many people is a source of soothing, self-soothing, and ostensible stress relief, even though ultimately you don't feel better after you eat this stuff.
No, you don't. It's temporary.
I think when you take it, you know, if you feel like, oh, I've just got to have one of these donuts, or I've got to have this because I deserve it, I need a reward, or I'm tired, or whatever the thinking is, that the tendency to see these as rewards, this kind of food, is very high in stressful environments.
Interesting. So that to me speaks to even more why the company would want to just spend a little more money and make sure that, you know, they had healthy options.
Yeah.
And we've been to many conferences where there are healthy options.
Yes.
At all meals and all snacks.
Yeah. I think we did something with some nutritionists a while back.
Yeah, we did. I don't remember what they were. Were they careful?
No, they were actually.
They were mad. They were bad.
Well, they were quite.
Oh, they were large.
Yes.
Maybe they weren't a nutritionist organization.
They weren't the nutritionists. They were the behind the scenes.
Oh, they were school nutritionists. Oh, no, they weren't exactly nutritionists.
Talk about high quality food.
They were school cooking. You know, they were. Oh. Yeah, they were cold nutritionists. Oh my God, they were hefty. Yeah.
But again,
and the lunch was really bad, right?
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah,
or really good, depending on your point of view.
I mean, Catherine and I, we've learned to eat before we go to these things.
Mm,
yeah. I mean, that's not the reason why we're going. We're going to lecture. Although I do enjoy sometimes.
Well, typically trainers do not eat anything that's high carb. They'll eat more protein before doing your training because you want to be focused and alert. And
right. I remember Microsoft had great healthy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
They had these box lunches and they were really, you know, they were pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it depends on the culture of the company. So if you're working for a company that where the food culture is a little dated, mm-hmm. you could just slowly introduce some healthier options to the people that run mm-hmm. this, because they're not going to want to be told throw it all out and start over. Everyone's going to reject that.
Right. Mm-hmm. So slowly insert some healthier alternatives, you're saying, or even additions to whatever the menu is. And I think it'd be really great to see also if you can find some partners in crime, some allies mm-hmm. who also mm-hmm. would like to be healthier, eat healthier, and bond with them and figure out more what you can do.
I mean, I personally have always found that people who eat like this don't like you if you don't eat like this.
Right. Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is similar to drinking.
Yeah.
Because you're not partaking.
You're no fun.
In their bad behavior.
Yeah. What is
their
that?
Bad eating habits.
I don't think badly of them. Why are they thinking badly of me?
Because you're naughty girl if you're not eating the right food. I don't know what it is. I think it has to do similar with drinking, that if someone isn't joining you, then you feel like they may be judging you.
They feel like I'm judging because I don't want to eat it.
Yeah.
Or guilt. Like I should be eating that salad and that fruit.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, food is a complicated topic for a lot of people, and that's mm-hmm. why when you're talking about if this individual walks by these things, it's not just a simple, ugh, I don't want those. It could be, I want them, but they're not good for me, so I wish I had alternatives available so I could make other choices.
Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that people that are healthy, and, you know, I am part of this, we do get kind of arrogant about it.
Uh-huh. Well, we can.
Because, you know,
righteous healthiness.
Well, that we have enough information now that no one should be eating like that.
Yeah.
An occasional, you know, having a piece of birthday cake occasionally is fine. Having a donut occasionally is fine, or a Coke. But to have it as a steady diet is not okay. Mm-hmm. There's very few people who can tolerate it. Do you remember that guy who had McDonald's every day for like 90 days or something?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Morgan Spurlock.
Yeah. Right, and how sick he got?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's how much more information do you need? If you go to a doctor and you tell them that that's your diet, what do you think the doctor's going to say? Good going?
Depends on the doctor's diet.
It does. That's true. It does. That's true. I'm sure you can always find one who will agree with whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a challenge. And I think it's great. I think that it's great that this person would like to have an impact on the food culture, and to really think about that. Wherever you work, there is a food culture. And it does affect your work performance.
And theirs.
And theirs, exactly. So thinking about, is this a healthy culture for me food-wise? And if not, what would I like to see change is a great question.
I wonder if you should bring this up on the interview.
Describe a typical, what would we say? Describe
when it's somebody's birthday. Right. What do you typically do? You order in salads, or do you bring in those mini cupcakes? Like, you can't ask
multiple choice. Does anyone like carrot sticks for birthdays? I don't know. I don't think so.
You can't ask that. No, I mean, I have seen companies where they bring in those little tiny mini little cupcakes or something. I mean, everybody likes a little treat.
Yeah.
It's not horrible to have a little treat. It's that when I've seen companies, it's constant. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been to companies, and every time you walk by the kitchen, you cannot believe that there's that big mother cake over there.
Well, it's funny you mentioned so medical, you know, doctors, because I would say we've seen the worst
behavior, yeah, in healthcare.
It's the true. Most sugar, yes, in healthcare settings.
But I do remember another one. I'm not going to say it was a religious organization. But I'm not going to say who. I remember that they had this thing. I think it was once a week. The CEO would bring in bagels and butter and cream cheese. And I remember I had to walk by the kitchen many times.
He was so skinny, though.
He was skinny, but I don't think he ate it. Everyone else ate it. And I just remember watching all of it just dwindle in the course of the day. I don't know. It just bothered me.
Yeah. So there's that righteousness. I mean,
there's... I have a problem.
Well, those who've been converted from not so healthy to healthy, I think then, you know, look at not so healthy as really toxic.
Right.
So and I think that's the challenge for this individual. And your ideas, Kathy, are exactly right, because you're not saying what you're eating is disgusting.
Yeah.
You're saying, let's add something to the menu.
We're going to slowly just introduce some new things.
Yeah.
Because I think people that want to eat that way are going to eat that way. And, mm-hmm. and they don't want to be denied it if the company wants to give it to them.
Well, right. The other thing I would suggest.
I think that when you crave your sugar and your carbs like that, mm-hmm. you get really nasty if you don't get it. At least I did. Where's my donut?
He's at it again. Someone grab a bagel.
Actually, there's a commercial like that where people turn into kind of monsters and then they eat.
Snickers?
Yes, Snickers.
Yeah.
Sugar, complete and total sugar turns them into a better person.
I mean, let's be honest, Snickers are great.
They are.
They're pretty good. I haven't had one in years, but they're pretty good.
All right, so slowly bring in, add healthy things, find some partners in crime who also would prefer to eat in a more healthy way, appreciate that this is the way your culture is, and so the change will be slow and steady, but make sure to provide yourself with the food you need.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, so that's it for this segment. Tweet us your stories and advice about food in the workplace mm-hmm. to AskK2. Vote for us on Podcast Land. Review us on iTunes. And don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.